Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
In the meantime, B. Scott, this was kind of a thought by you in terms of, you know, having those discombobulated, uncomfortable, difficult kind of conversations and just simple acknowledgments. And in your case, you wanted to bring up and talk about here, acknowledging that maybe there are two guys on this Houston Astros squad that are not and will not be the same players they had once been before.
Are not, will not, and I think more specifically to why I brought it up to begin with, have not, right? And when you needed them to, I keep thinking back to about a week ago when I was on In the Loop with Reginald Atatula, who's out here with us at Pop Stroke right now, and I made the point that, and this is going into the Mariners series, right? So before they get swept by the Mariners at home in what felt like a gotta-have-it series, my thought was, hey, you really could use Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa. This is a time for them to play like the superstars that we have come to know and love them to be throughout this golden era of Astros baseball. And the fact of the matter is, they just have not been those guys. And look, I don't think that you're talented enough or deep enough, good enough, to be able to afford them not being special. And it has just stood out to me. And it's been disheartening because, you know, as an Astros fan, I got a special attachment to guys that are a part of any player or coach that's a part of a golden era. And we haven't, let's just be honest, we haven't had many of them. This is the best pro sports era that we've had ever. This Astros run that we're talking about. So Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve specifically are near and dear to the heart. They hold a special place in Houston sports history. And so to even talk about them or think about them along these lines or in these terms is a little uncomfortable and a little difficult and in some ways even kind of hurtful because you don't really want to talk about what amounts to Houston sports heroes in this way. But the fact of the matter is they have not been special. They have been remarkably unremarkable throughout the year. I put a stat out there last week about what they look like with runners in scoring position, with runners on third base, how the team is with runners on third base and less than two outs, like these critical high leverage at-bats and plate appearances where they just have not shown up when we've grown used to them showing up in these key moments. And so overall, like we just want to talk about Jose Altuve specifically, and we were having a conversation about Yordan in the previous segment. Like, what do you do when you've got two guys that are this important to your operation, but they're a liability to you defensively, and there ain't but one DH spot, and two guys can't take it up at the same time, and one of them got to play left field, but neither of them is an ideal choice in the field. Like, what do you do in this uncomfortable spot where you're having to force a guy into the lineup in the name of getting his bat? But in one case, with Yordan Alvarez, you can't rely on him to stay healthy. In the case of Jose Altuve, you just got to start being honest about what kind of player he is today in 2025.
The problem is specifically with that DH spot. PC and I were looking at this a couple of nights ago on our show, Area 45, in that the designated hitter position is a spot in which, look, Yordan Alvarez typically plays when he's not in left field, and he's really good no matter where he's at in the lineup.
Yeah.
But just using him as a first example, he's a little bit better in left field than at the DH spot. Yiner Diaz, a little bit better, in fact, a lot a bit better when he's catching than at first base or at the DH. Victor Caratini, a lot better when he's catching than at DH or at first base. You don't have multiple DHs, and the problem that you have from a conundrum standpoint, when you look at the statistics, there's only one DH, there's only one catching spot, and there's only so many places you can play Jose Altuve,
yeah,
that you are optimizing his bat for the player that he is at this point in time in the year of our Lord 2025.
Yeah.
And there are too many players for so few spots at this point, but it kind of shouldn't have to come all down to those guys all the time, because only one of the two that I've mentioned is actually available for you, and that's Altuve. Yordan's FUBAR for the rest of the regular season, most definitely, and by some miraculous divine intervention, he's probably not going to be available to you unless you get to like an ALCS or a World Series platform. There are a number of moves that this Astros ball club made to be able to shore up some of those things. And very interestingly enough, and dissimilarly for the Astros to what, you know, to cross-sport reference, what the Texans have been so good at in the last couple of years, where when they've needed guys to step, like, they've needed to go find guys. Like, yeah, invent them out of thin air. They've been able to do that. If it's a DeAndre Houston Carson, if it's a Derek Barnett, whatever the case may be, they've been able to go find those guys, bring them in, and make immediate impacts. The Houston Astros, they've done that via the minor leagues this year. How many big starts did Colton Gordon have to make earlier this season? Brandon Walter, Jason Alexander. I could go on and on down the list. You know the names.
Oh, dude, they had a lineup out there where there were no less than four or five guys that did not start the season with the team.
Like,
sure. They got Jesus Sanchez out there. Urias is out there. They had Zach Cole out there. There was another guy. And Carlos Correa even falls along those lines because he's somebody that they traded for.
Sure.
You know, so it's, you look at it and you're like, man, they are making these adjustments on the fly.
They are. And so, look, some of them have worked in the short term and not long term. Some of them just flat out haven't worked at all. Now, I asked you a yes or no question before the end of last segment, and you'd said yes. And the question was, if the Astros did something that would be unpopular or very bold, that would, you know, be hinged upon the greatest player in the history of this franchise, would you do it? You said yes. It's a very general question, very blanket question. And to further preface my response to you, I'll read you a text message that we got during the break. It said, in regards to Jose Altuve from the 409, trading Altuve means a total rebuild. Loss of leadership, home run leader, willing to do what's necessary for the team, yeah, shuttled up and down the lineup without complaining, no way. I'm not talking about trading Jose Altuve. I'm talking about doing whatever it is to preserve the legacy, the career of Jose Altuve, in him continuing to be what Dana Brown said needed to happen from literally his first few days on the job, and that is keep Jose Altuve an Astro for life. They've contractually done that. How can they, from a baseball standpoint only, on the field standpoint only, analytically data-driven standpoint only, continue to do that without hindering the success or lack thereof of this team going forward? You might have to trade Yordan Alvarez to do that. You might have to trade Christian Walker to do that. Jose Altuve is not a left fielder, i.e. like Craig Biggio was a stomachable center fielder / left fielder at one point in time for the Astros. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's almost a generation gap's difference, and from a place in time where the organization is at a different place, you need Jose Altuve to be a designated hitter, because that is the one redeeming quality about his overall game. It ain't fielding at second. It ain't fielding in left. It certainly ain't base running. It is his bat.
Yeah.
And you've got to do, at whatever cost, I think, to preserve that going forward.
Yeah, because this is the conundrum, the one that I'm talking about, where you've got two guys who are really one-dimensional players when you kind of get down to the nitty-gritty of it. And that is that conflict that I got at. Like, okay, and if you want to – if you don't agree with the point that we're making right now, just follow the timeline. Follow the Astros' actions up until this point. If it was weird to you that they moved him off of second base, like, why is Jose Altuve out there in left field? It's because they're trying to hide him. It's because he's a liability at second. And the best way, really the only way to hide a guy on the field is in left. And even then, you still need a guy to play a passable left field. It's not like the guy can be terrible. And so the thought was, the hope was, well, can he at least be passable out there? The metrics aren't good, no matter what you look at, whether it's left field, second base. He is not a viable defensive player for you at this stage in his career, even though he can still hit the cover off the baseball. And so what do you do when you've got a guy like that and Yordan Alvarez on the team? You've got to figure out something. Is there room for both of them? That is a tough question that they are going to have to answer, but certainly one worth us asking here on the radio.
Yep. It'd be one thing if he was Carlos Lee, who they hid in left field years ago, but he was also hitting 30 to 40 home runs every single season, driving in 100 runs every single season for the Astros. They had other problems besides him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 713-572-4610 if you'd like to be a part of the show. We're live out at Pop Stroke. In for Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner, Sean Bajani, and B. Scott T. Mill back at the studio. Pop Stroke, come see us. I've got three Academy gift cards, each valued at $25 a piece, left to give away. Also, coming up later in the final hour, final segment of our show, you got to be on site to win. We'll give away some football tickets. So make sure you don't miss out. Come say hi. Enjoy the beer, the food, and the great weather with us here at Pop Stroke. Coming up next, the domino effect that Fred VanVleet's injury could have and likely will have on the Houston Rockets this upcoming season. We'll discuss next. Stay put.